with that gap between finding yourself over here in the UK a few years after, and only a few years after you were liberated, what was your state of mind when you came back into the real world, became relatively healthy again, and started to live a normal life? And yet, just a tiny amount of time before, you'd been at the point of death in Auschwitz.
Exactly.
How do you total
death.
But how do you look back when you're suddenly normal to when you weren't?
I'm asking myself that question. But the point is this: was that hope there always buried in the back of your mind? It's possible it was always that little hope.
And a final couple of questions to you. One that fascinates me is, why did you, Maya, survive, and you're here with me now, when 100 young men, same size, same physique as you, same everything, they died? Why did you survive, do you think?
Well, yes, I think I found some reasons, but it wasn't total. Because, you see, my brother, for example, was 4 years older. He would take risks which I wouldn't. For example, when he was working dredging rivers, and the Hitler youth, which were 50, 16-year-old boys, all of a sudden, went past him, you could see him resting for a second or two, he hit him. So my brother hit it back, which is something unheard of. So he hit him back, so the old Hitler youth got stuck into my brother, beating him into pulp. And then, if that wasn't enough, called the Gestapo, the SS, whatever, and they took him along to the police station, questioning him. Because you might be too clever a boy, you see. So the Gestapo turned around to him and said, for that sort of offence you committed, there's only one verdict, and that is death. And yet, he was putting on weight. He was picking up all the scraps of food left over. And there's plenty. And then he was released. Unfortunately, he was released. In other words, he was better off in the police station than working as an honest man.
There was so much about what happened we find now, but there was also a lack of interest. Certainly when I was a kid, I was born just after the war, and I don't remember hearing or knowing about the Holocaust till maybe the beginning of the 70s. It seemed to be something that society, that the Western world didn't talk about, and yet
that's
it was
right.
Part of history. Why did we ignore what had happened? Why wasn't it part of my education when I was a kid?
I think partly was there wasn't enough interest in the educational system. Because when people came to see us, visiting us to try and rehabilitate us, this didn't seem to have enough interest in these people to invoke this interest. They thought maybe they had enough already. We'll leave them alone. And that was a mistake.
And from your family, virtually all of your extended family died. And you're alive, Maya. I hope you don't mind me asking this. Was there any time when you felt guilty or some sort of remorse that you'd survived and they hadn't?
I did feel a certain amount of guilt. But I said to myself, what would have achieved if I died as well? Because my sister died in the Baltic Sea because they sunk the ships. Because they couldn't get them out and save their lives. They didn't want to save their lives. But the thing is this, you see, people looked at you in a funny way when you spoke about the past. And that is again a mistake which is taking place.
Could you give me a thought or a message for the modern world? Now, it's 2015, you're in your late 80s. And been through a situation and events that I can't even imagine, having lived a soft, pleasant life for all of my life. What message can you give to me, to the world, to people now in 2015, with all the world's modern problems, with your knowledge and your experience of life?
I think when they're looking at it in quite comprehensively, deep into it, I think we should learn something from it. If we don't learn, we will get the same repetition. The victims have learned quite a bit, and but so have the criminals as well. You see, there wasn't enough risk being taken by people trying to help. There were some people, of course, who took grave risks.
But basically, I hope you don't mind me paraphrasing, what you're saying is that if we don't learn, we don't take information from what happened with the Holocaust, that at some point in history that could happen again.
Yes, I think it can happen again.
Thank you.